welcoming your body, soul, spirit, all layers, blood, bones, cells, all the parts of you on all the layers, welcoming them here, here and now, in this present moment, this moment that is all that we have. Any strands of yesterday and strands of tomorrow melting as the illusions that they are into the here and now. Welcome to this New Year's solstice, new cycle, Yoga Nidra, 2020 vision, stepping up, stepping in. And as we step up to meet our dreams, our goals, our aspirations, what we are here to be, to do, the doorway seems to be deep acceptance and letting go. Without this death, there cannot be new life. Without deep rest, we can't spring into action. Only through that radical and courageous dissolving of the trying to be something, trying to do something, trying to prove something. The absolute dissolution of that. Can we naturally blossom? Naturally awakening, so welcoming that deep rest here. Sweetly being, not needing to try. Everything around is just as it is. It never was going to be any different. Everything inside is just as it is. It never was going to be any different. Just is as it is. Letting go into that. At a crossroads, from one chapter into another chapter, one year into another year, one cycle of the sun all the way deeper down into the stillest, darkest point, into another cycle. Beginning again, always beginning again. Every breath, deepening the breath, allowing the oxygen to come in, allowing the space to come into the lungs, into the chest and torso. And as the breath moves out, there's a still point right at the end of the exhale. And in that still point, it's just like resting there for a split second before we move into the next cycle. Not altering the breath in any way, just being with the breath. And as it exhales down into that deepest point, there is a moment of stillness before it turns that solstice, winter solstice point in your breath that stops for a split moment where time stands still and the new cycle begins. So in your exhale, in that letting go, in that death, it's making space for a new breath to come. And as it starts, it's like the beginning of a new way, a new opportunity to be here and now again. There's only one breath, this one breath. It's not the next breath or a few breaths time or what the breath that I had before. It's one breath, this breath, the only breath. Who knows how long we'll live for? So it's now, it's today, it's this year. With zero pressure. Because it's all just going to unfold as it does anyway. Let go and enjoy the ride. That 2020 vision, this new moon birthing us, this solstice bringing back the light slowly by slowly by slowly, that dawn, the new moon dawn, seeing in your third eye that the quality of that light, the deepest winter solstice dawn of a new moon coming into 2020 with bright vision. It's very soft, it's very subtle, but it has a potential that is so potent. Feeling the light of that newness in your third eye. Feeling that beautiful light as it spreads, as the cycle begins gently, gently, slowly, slowly, onto your eyelids, in your eyeballs, left cheek and right cheek, nose, upper lip, bottom lip, the chin, right ear, left ear, all the way inside the ears, through in the canal of the ear and the tiny bones there receiving the light, down into the throat and to the sides, the lymph nodes and the sides of the neck, the back of the neck where the spine joins the head, the shoulders, the top of the shoulders. Beautiful dawn of a new way, of a new chapter, of a new day. Just relaxing the shoulders. Down the left arm to the left elbow, all the way down to the wrist and the palm of the hand, back of the hand, and each finger in turn alight with the awakening new dawn of consciousness on the left. Hand, thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. All the way back up to the centre of the chest where we receive that dawning of the new 2020 vision and through round to the right arm, shoulder down to the elbow, to the wrist, back of the hand and palm of the hand, all the way through the fingers. The right hand, thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, and the little finger, both arms embraced and embracing the new, but gently. Nothing too much, nothing too strong, nothing too instant or sudden. It's just the sapling, the tiny seed sprouting. Down through the dawning, into the belly, into the pelvis, into the left hip and thigh, knee, shin and ankle, top of the left foot and bottom of the left foot, with the ball and the heel and all the toenails and under the toenails and the pads of the toes. On the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe and fifth toe. The whole of that left leg, it's stepping forward into the new year, into the new chapter, into the new cycle. Stepping forward with the left leg, the feminine side, the receptive side. Gently, stepping gently on the earth. The bottom of the left foot, just caressed by the sweet winter moss and brown leaves and pungent earth. And earthworms just really stepping gently into the new, like at the dawn with the dew and the frost. Not like a raging bull in a delicate china shop of a forest, gently, stealthily, with a lot of self-respect, and the dawning of that new dropping into self-love and self-respect, moving round to the right hip and down the right thigh and knee and shin, ankle, top of the right foot, and all of the toenails and under the toenails and the pads of the feet of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 toes, the sole of the foot following its left neighbour, the right foot steps forward into the new way, the new day, which is a lot about listening. It's a lot about stillness and receiving and seeing what comes and acting where appropriate and resting where needed. An absolutely self-loving whole of the body stepped into the dawning of the new light of this cycle, a whole new century. So giving thanks for being alive, for making it this far. For making it this far.
I call in all. Acceptance
allowing this dawning light to fill the body with every inhale, in breathing in that in-breath of newness, and that breathing out of letting go of the old, the breathing out of the last cycle, all the lessons, all those lessons, all those teachings, the good and the bad, both same, all just is as it is. Breathing them out and letting them go, and breathing in what is coming next, open to what is coming next, not forcing it or needing to change or needing to get out of here and make something different. Just breathing in the potential of the flow of magic that comes in the subtle ways, in the small things. Breathing that into the heart space, feeling light as that new dawn comes in, into an in-breath, and letting go with such a sense of release and acceptance in that outhale. Breathing between the letting go and the calling in, balancing yourself, balancing your visions, the letting go, the calling in, the letting go, the calling in, the letting go, the calling in, balancing, 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 and sitting there right in the center of it all, like a jewel inside a flower, inside the center of the middle of the breastbone, in the center of the heart, just blossoming gently, just shining gently, in the very center of it all, in the center of the behind and the in front, in the center of the was and the what will, right there in the presence. Feeling the wave of that presence washing over you. And as you keep breathing, and hearing, just receiving everything in this space as you slowly and gently come back. Feeling what wants to be felt, feeling any inspiration for what is coming, feeling any loss or sensation around what has been. Grief welcome, joy welcome, inspiration welcome, numbness welcome, any of it really. So being here with what is with you right now, beginning to come back into the body, feeling the fingers and the toes and feeling the legs and the torso and the head and the neck. And you might want to take your eye pillow off or hug your knees up into your chest. Blessings on this year, blessings on this cycle, blessings on all your family, your relations, all the animals in your garden, and everything that connects you to the truth of who you are in this moment. Aho matakwe oesin. To all our relations.